Once upon a time, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when before he declared himself as a prophet, the people of Makkah, what they were trying to do, they were trying to place, Al-Hajar has Aswad, Al-Hajar al-Aswad. You know what is it?
No, I don't know.
Who knows?
I know.
Black stone.
Sir, please,
can I say?
Yes, sir.
Sir, Hajar Aswad is the stone which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Prophet from Jannah.
Yes, it was brought down from Jannah on the earth. Okay, and where it is now?
In Makkah, Kaaba.
Yes, it is fixed. It is
around Kaaba.
Yes, it is embossed in.
Near the door of Kaaba.
Yes, it is embossed in the Kaaba Sharif. Okay. So during that time, during the Prophet's time, what happened? Like there was a lot of argument happened among the tribes at the time. And they were all fighting to, because it was a great opportunity for everyone to use or to fix this Hajar Aswad. So every tribe was fighting like, I'm the great and we want to install this or we want to fix this at this position. So finally it went as like the discussion was not stopping and nothing was coming out. So what happened was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that time, what they decided, they say whoever enters into the Masjid al-Haram at that time, he will decide or he will put the stone back in its place. So what happened at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered and everybody was very happy because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known for his trustworthy and they all knew whatever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, they will all accept because he was al-Amin, right? So, and he was definitely intelligent. So they all brought this to their notice, like we want to put a blanket and there is like a lot of tribes which is happening this way and we are not able to put a blanket yani covering on this stone. So
I can't hear you.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said was, okay, in order to keep everyone at par, he said, okay, let us hold everyone each corner of this blanket and let us everyone together cover this black stone. So this was a very smart move by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make everyone happy so that there was no fight among the tribes, and this is how he resolved in a best wisdom manner, he resolved the conflict among the tribes so everyone was happy and the work which they were fighting was also done in a very proper way. So we also learn a lot of things from his life. So we always have to look at his seerah and we always try to learn a lot of things from his life, from his sunnah. So means what is the message in this? The message in this is that we have to resolve our issues collectively, right? We cannot keep fighting like you are in a family, you have a brothers, you have sisters among yourself, so you cannot fight for each and everything. If there is a conflict, you have to listen to your parents and resolve your issues among your brothers, among sisters, which is common and which is acceptable to everyone. So this is one of the message from the what we get from this incident. There are several messages we get from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every act in his life. Also, what is traits? Traits?
Yes. For extreme one thing, then we get one thing.
That is trait. All I'm saying is traits, traits.
No, I don't.
No,
sir. Is they like a quality, a special quality?
Right? Type of person.
Yeah, it's a good quality of a person, or then we call like what a good traits he is having. So one of the trait in the prophets is what?
Honesty.
Exactly. Who was this?
Sir Muhammad Aftab.
MashaAllah. Very good. You were right on the spot on. It is honesty. Can you imagine that Prophet has to be honest, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If we have any doubt in our mind, or like it is not possible for a prophet to remain not honest. Otherwise, the whole message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be considered as like, okay, is the false, or there is some mixing in it, or it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very basic thing is that we have to accept that the prophets, any prophet, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them with full honesty. Right?
Sir, they are always honest.
Yes. Otherwise, if they are not honest, then if, for example, in our life, we have friends, we have many types of friends. Some are sometimes in a childhood, they are honest, sometimes not honest. So sometimes if we see, this friend or this guy is always telling lies. So we normally will not believe him, because he is sometimes saying truth, sometimes false. So it's a human tendency, definitely. If we see someone who is
a human, will always do a mistake in his life.
Always truth. Then we will not believe it. So how we can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot give this responsibility of messengering his message to the mankind, the one who is not honest. So this is a very special traits of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, what he was honest, and he has to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him honest. Even if at all they joke, it will all be full truth and it will be wisdom. And our Prophet, as you said, as you know, he is also known as what? Al-Amin. Okay, and he was also, he is Muhammad, the trustworthy, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he was also made pure, means another trait. This is one of the good quality of Prophet, was that he didn't even commit some sins. If he is our role model, if somebody believes that he can commit sins, then the whole purpose of the message from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be, it's always going to be doubtful. So that means he is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Prophet pure. So this is another trait. One is honesty, another is purity. And why they have to be? Because the Prophet, if they were not pure, could they deliver the revelation from Allah to the people?
No,
they cannot. If they had sins, do you think people would believe them? If people would say,
and if they have sins, means they are not prophets.
So, sir, if the prophet were not honest and pure, then the people wouldn't believe them. They'll be like, you're as a normal human.
Exactly. So that is why. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala made them what? Our role model. So the whole human history till the end of life, they will look at the life. They look at the sunnah. They will look at each and every act in the life, and they will implement. If there is any act like this, then the whole purpose is lost. So okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him pure, free of sins. He was intelligent, brilliant, and definitely honest.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi. Okay, finish. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Firoz bhai. You have started with the... I want to share a screen of Quran. Is it fine?
Yes, sir. I will just make you host.
Please.
Yes, done.
Done. It's still not going on. I still can't. I'm...
Okay, both the names I have now added.
Okay. Yeah, now it's working. Okay. So, we have done last time Suratul Zilzal. and I hope you guys have done it. So please, first of all, I would like to listen from some of you Surah Al-Zilzal. Who's ready to say Surah Al-Zilzal?
Sir, can I say?
Hi, Zainab. Sir, Zainab.
Okay, Zainab.
Inza. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تقدس أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
Okay, thank you.
صدق الله.
Sir, can I read Aruj?
Excuse me. No need to say anything. Just raise virtual hand. That is enough, okay? And especially when somebody is reading Quran, you are not allowed to speak. You must listen carefully, okay? It is not adab of Quran. It is not manners and etiquettes of Quran. When there is reading going on, you have to. So I can see Aruj hands on top. Aruj, can you do it first?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم.
Very good. And now because time is short, so what would I do? Hassan Arif, Sakina Zahra, Mukhtar, Muhammad Qari, Varisha, Harman. Okay. So there are 8 ayat. So everybody will read 2 ayat and will quit. And next person, okay? So Hassan, you're going to read 1 and 2 and you quit. And next Sakina, you're going to 3 and 4, okay? And then Mukhtar, you're going to 6 and 7 and 8. And Muhammad Qari, again, you start with 2 ayat, then Varisha 2, then Harman 2, and Muhammad Mushtaba, you end the surah, okay? This is where we will finish. So come on, get changed, start Hassan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها
سكينة زهراء
وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أحبارها
مختار
ومن يعمل
مختار هي نو بأن
أوكي بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم
محمد قاري
فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره
مشتبه start again
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها.
Okay, next, Zainab Masood Akhtar.
Yes.
Zainab Masood, yeah. Continue.
يومئذ تقدس أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها.
أبير عارف تسمية قاضي. تسمية قاضي first.
يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا
ليروا أعمالهم
أعمالهم.
Okay, next, continue. أبي عارف
فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
Okay, we're going to start new surah now. Everybody read together with me. This is Surah Al-Bayyina. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب
والمشركين منفكين
حتى تأتيهم البينة
رسول من الله
يتلو صحفا مطهرة
فيها كتب قيمة
وما تفرق الذين
أوتوا الكتاب
إلا من بعد
ما جاءتهم البينة
وما أمروا
إلا ليعبدوا الله
مخلصين له الدين
حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة
ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة
صدق الله العظيم.
Okay, Muhammad Qari, can you read from 1 to 5?
Okay, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة.
Okay, Muhammad Qari, thank you so much. Can I ask Varisha to next for next ayah? Okay, Abid Arif next.
Read sir, please.
فَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ.
Thank you. We stop here. And I will just explain you. We have found two idgham here. So can somebody explain me where is idgham in this ayah?
Milla.
After tanween, what did you find?
Rasulun min Allah.
Yeah, so this is idgham, okay? After tanween, if you find meem, so this is from huruf yarmalun and make idgham. Rasulun. Same thing here after tanween, ma'am. Meem is coming, so we will make idgham, all right?
Yes.
So, and that's all, inshallah. So we stop here. And as you know, 22nd Jamaad al-Thani is the day of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Okay? Okay, so Abu Bakr Siddiq was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's very close companion. His name was Abu Bakr and he was given name as Siddiq. Siddiq means the one who is truth. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Abu Bakr Siddiq was the first who accepted Islam.
You're like the first person who accepted Islam.
He was the first caliph of Islam. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the opportunity to stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on the night of Hijrah. Okay. On the night of Hijrah. You know the Hijrah? Hijrah is the... Like when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled from Makkah to Medina, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the opportunity to be with him, and he was accompanying with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was chosen for the night of Hijrah, and he was with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq was wife of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know who is she?
Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa.
Very good. So she was Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's daughter. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is buried close to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you know this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has participated in many battles, okay? Especially he fought in the Battle of Yamama when he was ruler after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was caliph of Islam. So the Battle of Yamama he had done, it was against of the people who were saying that Musaylama, one of the Qazzab guy,
the bad guy,
yeah, he was a big liar and he said, I'm prophet. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought against him. And inshallah, now we have time to just move to learn some good manners about the value of 1 week. and some manners. So I will move to the next slide. Hope you like this. And anyone knows what is the meaning of ziyafat?
Ma'am, ziyafat. I can't see your screen.
Sir, you're not presenting.
I will present now. Anyone knows what is the meaning of ziyafat?
Sir, I can't see the screen.
I know better. I know.
What? Sir, we don't.
Ziyafat. Have you heard this word ziyafat before?
No.
No, sir.
Okay. Ziyafat means hospitality. What does it mean?
Hospitality.
Hospitality. So, when you call somebody in your house for an invitation, it is called hospitality.
How, sir?
And what should we do when someone comes to our house?
We should give
How
him
should
tea
we treat him?
And we should food. Give him food.
Give him food.
Sir, first we should assalamu alaikum. Sir, assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we should say salam to him. Okay, good. So, it is one of the etiquettes of Islam. Yeah, good etiquettes of Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the messengers, they were showing hospitality when somebody was coming to them. Okay. If you go someone's house and what should you do?
You should give him
or her to me.
You should serve him food.
Okay. If somebody comes to your house, you serve them good. And welcome the guests with the assalamu alaikum. And if you go somebody's house.
And when and they are going to go.
We should sit properly and we should.
Sit properly. Okay, good.
And we should obey them.
Okay, if you don't like the food, what should you do?
We should treat them kindly.
Be quiet if we don't like their food.
Okay. Even you don't like food, but you do not make any complaint.
Yeah.
Okay, can you demand them to give you toys or
no,
their...
No, we should not do it. It's like, no. We should not be like that.
No. Yeah, so some not, children, when they go to people's house, they ask, oh, give me
but
this game, give
guna.
Me that. It's not guna, but it is not a good manner, right?
Yeah.
To demand. Okay. So now, we are learning about today some benefits of mercy.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It is the good character. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the mercy one whose heart is good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La tunza'u rahmatu illa min shaqi. Mercy is removed only from those who are miserable people. If the person is no good, then he will not show mercy. If the person is good, he will have always mercy. So even you find any little thing, you have to show mercy. For the birds, for cats, for any living thing. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you show mercy to the others, then Allah will show mercy to you. And this hadith is very beautiful. I will ask Harmain to read this. Harmain 1. Harmain 2. Harmain, you're raising hand, but you're not replying. Then why are you raising hand for? Okay. Abir. Okay, no. Abir.
Muhammad Ubaid.
Okay, sir. Muhammad Ubaid. Okay.
He is not one of us. He who does not show mercy to our little ones, children, and does not respect our elders. Says the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Very good. So by now we have to see here how we show mercy towards others. Okay. So look at this. Domain of mercy. Number one, how will you show mercy to others?
by
towards parent.
Parents towards
dependent
towards
workers.
Towards
orphans.
Towards someone say all.
Towards parents, towards workers, towards orphans,
with
towards
cousins,
towards servants, towards animals.
Okay. And now I will ask Abdus Sami, choose one of them and tell me how will you show mercy to them. Abdus Sami 1, Abdus Sami 2, Abdus Sami 3. You lost your chance.
Muhammad Qari.
Okay, Muhammad Qari.
I choose towards animals. I show mercy by feeding them and not disturbing them.
Very good, very good, very good.
I show mercy by not beating them with stones and all of that.
Very good, Muhammad Qari. Okay, Sakina Zahra. Choose one and ten.
Towards the poor, I give mercy by giving them food and giving them shelter.
Very good.
And also giving zakat.
Okay, who else wants to share his thoughts?
Sir, can I? Mukhtar?
Sir, can Varisha?
Okay, Varisha. If you get your chance, please lower your hand. Okay, I will lower your hand. Okay, Abir Arif, choose one.
Sir, Muhammad Ubaid.
Okay, Muhammad Ubaid.
Sir, towards poor, you can give him some money, some clothes or food.
Okay. So now I will show you how we can show. Suppose, Hassan Arif, can you read this?
I will show mercy upon poor people by donating money to the UAE Red Crescent Charity.
Or you can do any way. There are many charities and you can do yourself to the other. Okay. How will you show mercy to the workers?
I will show mercy towards workers by serving them food and water.
Yeah. So giving water is also one of the good and best character.
Yes, sir.
How will you show mercy?
Sir.
Sayyida. Sayyid Sarfaraz.
Yes, sir. I will show mercy towards animals by looking after them and not by annoying them.
What happening in this picture?
Putting a heavy load for him.
He cannot carry very hard, and the load got down because he cannot carry that much.
It's very heavy.
He cannot carry that much. Yes. How will you show? Kulsoom, can you read this?
I will show mercy towards
I say show mercy towards my grandfather by going with him to masjid.
Yeah. So sometime you can go with your grandfather or your father to masjid. Okay. It's a good habit. Next, how will you show mercy to the orphans?
I'll show mercy towards my orphans by giving them gifts.
Okay, good. And how will you show mercy to the
sick friend by helping him?
I'll show mercy upon my sick friend by helping
him. Okay. Okay, next, with the servant.
I will show mercy upon my maid by giving her food and gifts for her.
So, we can show mercy by giving gifts as well. Here we end the slide and we will go to the quizzes, boys and girls. Are you ready for them?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Firozbhai, if you can play the quiz of Meet Quran.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir.
So can I start sharing? Can I unshare your and start sharing mine? So here's the link. You can please click and join the quiz. Good. We have, mashallah, good participants today. Oh, 21. They have reduced now.
So is it necessary to attempt the quiz?
Yes, 15. We want few more. We need 2-3 students more, and I would request everyone to participate and click your answers. Even if it's wrong, it's fine. We will learn as we go, as we move forward to the next questions. All right.
Dogs.
Are you all ready?
Ji, sir.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can see the screen, right? Okay. In how many years Quran was revealed? This time what you have is all your previous knowledge. We want to test this time. So whether it was 10 years, whether it was 23 years, whether it was 20 years, in how many years it took to reveal complete Quran? Okay. 17 people have answered. Last 3 seconds. Come on, fast. Time's up. Okay, mashallah, Muhammad Hamza, Sayyid Sarfraz, and Muhammad Ubaid. Okay, good. So some of them answered 10 and some of them answered 20. So no, that's not the right answer. The right answer is 23 years. It took 23 years to reveal complete Quran. All right? So remember this. So let's go to the next question. Which woman name was mentioned in Quran? Which woman name is mentioned in Quran? Is it Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Maryam? So if you know the name of famous names of chapters of Quran, yeah, so you might have the answer already. See, Sayyid Sarfraz, Sayyid Mukhtar, and Abil Arif. Okay. Yes, some of them clicked almost eight people clicked the wrong answer. So, no.
Sir, Aisha and Khadija.
Yeah, so this is not the name mentioned in the Quran. The name mentioned in the Quran is Maryam. Surah Maryam. You know Surah Maryam?
Yes, sir. I know. Okay.
Yes, very good.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You have to click fast. The leaderboard changed this time. How many chapters are there in Quran? I think everyone should click very fast, and I believe everyone should know this answer. So there's one who did not answer so far. Kulsum, can you please answer?
I have seen.
Last 5 seconds. Yes. How many? So yes, sir. First, Sayyid Mukhtar and Muhammad Hamza third. Okay.
Sir, I'm Kulsum. I joined 2 times by mistakely.
Okay. Yes, yes. This is how in quiz you have to be read carefully and tick correctly in shortest time. Then you make your points up. Okay. So the correct answer is 114. I think everyone knows this. Let's go to the next question. So this week we are going to test your all previous knowledge, whatever sir has given you. So you have to recall, what does feel mean in Arabic? Okay. It is not the feel in English. It's a feel in Arabic. What does it mean? I'm sure you know this surah, and I'm sure you know
sir,
the meaning
the
of it.
The question is, what does feel mean in English? They have should be written.
Oh, 6 people did not answer.
Yeah, because it was wrong.
Good, Sakina's come up. Okay, most of them answered correctly. No, it's not spider and it's not camel. It's elephant. Okay. Should we go to the next question? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, thank you. How many prophets are mentioned in the Quran? Like, how many names of prophets are mentioned in Quran? I think this all these quiz points were done before. So is it like 30 number? It's like 15 number? It's like 25 number? Okay, if you remember in one of the class, the homework was given to write all the 20, all the names of the mentioned in the Quran, of the prophet's name mentioned in the Quran, I mean. Okay, let's see. Muhammad Hamza, Abir Arif, Zaina, Afia, mashallah. Every time I see the girls are doing better. They in last 3-4 session I've seen. The mashallah girls are doing better. They are clicking right answers and they're going slowly ahead. So, I mean, boys, where are you? So, the correct answer is 25. Remember this. So, there are the 25 names of prophets that are mentioned in the Quran. Okay? It's not 15, it's not 30.
Sir, I was so also kidding.
Sorry?
I got...
Okay, so now come on, we have halfway through and we have last 5 questions. So boys, come on, read carefully and click fast. Okay, the girls has giving tough time to you all. The next question on your screen, which companion name is mentioned in Quran? Which sahaba's name is mentioned in the Quran? Is it Zaid bin Haritha? Is it Abu Bakr Siddiq? Or is it Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala? Come on, this was also one of the quiz. And very recently we have done this. Come on. Last 7 seconds. Time's up. Let's see how many put it right. Good, Muhammad Hamza, Sakina and Abir. Okay. Oh, so
sir,
many mistakes.
The answer is wrong. The correct answer is Abu Bakr Siddiq, right?
It's Zaid bin Haritha.
How?
Yes, correct. Yes,
whose companion?
Yeah, this is one of the companion. He is the only name of companion mentioned in the Quran. It is not Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and it's not Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, right? So remember, this is a very nice question. So remember this name, Zayd bin Harithah, okay?
Okay.
And we did this before as well, and very recently, last maybe 3 or 4 weeks back. Okay, so let's see the next question. And this has entirely changed the leaderboard now. Come on. Be ready. We have got last four.
Easy.
What is the longest surah of Quran? I think everyone knows this.
Yep.
Is it Surah Al-Nisa? Is it Surah Al-Baqarah? Is it Surah
Al-Baqarah?
Maybe your answer could be wrong, could be right. And those who are listening, you have to be careful. Maybe somebody is trying to force you to do it wrong. So you need to be a little careful, right? And we should not be telling our answer. This is a quiz, by the way. Okay, good. Muhammad Hamza first, Sakina Zahra second. Oh, and mashallah, everyone.
Can you show the leaderboards a little down?
Okay, inshallah, let's go to the next question. You got last three. What do we call the person who memorized Quran? Are we call what do we call him? We call him Hafiz, we call him Qari, or we call him Alim? The one who by heart the Quran, who memorizes the Quran. Last five. Still why five people have not answered? Come on, it's very simple. Tasmiya, you have need to answer. Kulsum, Faraz. And Aisha. Time's up. Let's see the leaderboard. Hamza, Sakina and Zaina. Okay, Abir and Mohammed.
Can you scroll down it, the leaderboards?
So, the one who has memorized, he should be called as what? Hafiz. He's known as Hafiz. Right? It's not Qari. The one who memorizes, they are called as Hafiz.
Yes.
So last two questions, boys. Come on. Which surah? What is the name of chapter known as Heart of Quran?
I got wrong last time.
Is known as Heart of Quran. Means in a, is it like Surah Yasin or is it Surah Al-Teen or Surah Rahman?
Surah Rahman.
I would again request not to say any option answer on the mic, please, because you might be wrong. And okay, first is Muhammad Hamza, Abir Arif, Zaina. Okay, so mashallah, 16 people did it right. Four students made a little mistake. It is not Surah Rahman. The heart of Quran is Surah Yasin. Okay, always remember this. Surah Yasin is known as the heart of Quran. It's one of the very, very delightful surah. The whole Quran is full of delight. This is one of the best. You get a lot of rewards when you recite Yasin. Okay, now the last chance. We are in our final question. So, boys and girls, please look at your screen carefully and pick your answer. Which chapter does not begin with Bismillah? Is it Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Ikhlas, or it is Surah Al-Tawbah?
Maybe.
So, boys, this could be a trick. Maybe someone is saying you right, or someone is wrong, so telling you wrong answer. You need to be careful in picking up your answer. So,
I guess then I got correct.
Yeah, so remember this. If you now, once you finish your lecture, if you go and pick up the Quran Sharif, Quran Majid, you will, every surah, before the start of surah, there is Bismillah ar-Rahman that we mentioned. But if you see this surah Tawbah, you will not see Bismillah ar-Rahman at the start of the surah. So it is not Surah Ikhlas, it is not Surah Nas, it is Surah Tawbah. All right. So let's see now leaderboard. Yeah, let's see now leaderboard who stands where. Where the girls have again taken the lead, or it's boys. The third is Abir Arif, second is Zaina, and mashallah, the first position, Muhammad Hamza. Okay, good. Congratulations to everyone. Let's see the list. Okay, the first is Muhammad Hamza, 9420 score, almost 1000 ahead. Zaina Fia, 8450, Abir Arif, 8430, and Muhammad Ubaid, 4th, Sakina Zahra, 5th, Sayyid Mukhtar, 6th, and so on. So, all right, inshallah. Good. Sir, over to you. We are done with the quiz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, dear students, for joining the quiz and joining the class. Inshallah, we will continue our lesson next week. And I would like you to just read more about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, especially in this week, because 22nd of Jamadi Usani is the date of the Prof. Abu Bakr Siddiq's death. He passed away on 22nd of Jamadi Usani. And whenever you know about our any prophets or prophet companions or any of the awliya ikram, we must remember them and we must say some good words about them. We must read about their story and we must learn about their character. So, and next week I would like you to learn Surah Bayyina at least 1 to 5. If you can do more, then you can go ahead, that will be great, but at least everyone has to read 1 to 5, and inshallah I will continue from 6 to 11, and you will finish Surah Al-Bayyina next week. If you have any question, you can ask me. Otherwise, we will quit the class now. Anybody has question?
No, sir.
Okay, then you can leave the class. No. Thank you. Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.
Students, if you want to participate on Saturday, just drop your... Drop your name. Yes. And you should be, if girls, I would request them, if you are 11 years and below, mention your name, because separately we'll have a session, inshallah, later on for the elder girls. So, Sayyid Mukhtar, you can drop your name. Hassan Raza, maybe he's absent today.
Sir, can I?
Yeah, sure. Everyone, please drop your email. And also drop an email to me. If you give here, it's fine. But if you could not give your name.
Sir, I would like to give my
name. Yeah, mention in the chat box, because then I will pick it up from there.
Sir, I have sent.
Sorry?
I have sent.
Okay, very good.
Sir, can I leave the meeting?
Yeah. Those who are done, they can leave the meeting. You are free to go.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can you tell the homework?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sir did not give any homework beta this time, so
okay, la hafiz, sir.
You can just recite the surah which sir said, you can practice that surah.
Okay, la hafiz, sir.
Allah hafiz.
Okay,
Allah hafiz. Allah hafiz.
Allah hafiz, sir.
Allah hafiz.
Sir, do remember me in your prayers.